Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, yeah. Coming up here, we'll drink and toast with a shot of day in the weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time. And for the second year in a row, Dave Grohl has been doing the Hanukkah sessions. Eight crazy tunes. Did eight last year. He's doing eight again this year. And we're going to feature a couple of his covers today on Bad Choice Friday. First with a Barry Manilow. Dave Grohl covering Barry Manilow and Copacabana, taking on Dave Grohl again covering Jump from Van Halen. Here's how you vote on a Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. The poll is up there. Get to voting. It's either going to be Dave Grohl or Dave Grohl.
Oh.
Yes, on a Hanukkah session inspired Bad Choice Friday. All right, a question. It was a celebration, but also blank habit. And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
We'll jump right into the birthdays, guys. My son Mason turns 15. Could you please give him a cut that bitch off and some advice from Coach Ted about dating as a freshman at a new school? Keep doing God's work, gentlemen. Best. That from Matthew, proud father of a self-motivated 4.0 student who plays sax, piano, and guitar.
Yeah, cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Are you the person to give this kid advice?
I'm fighting the urge to make a joke.
Well, there were no girls at your school.
All right, well then maybe I'll just make the joke. Look, you got 4.0. You're the band. Don't sweat it.
No. He's in a, sounds to me like he could be in a rock band though. He play. Hi, Granny, you play sax?
No. I
piano.
Just have fun.
Chicks love
him.
Piano.
Well, you're
I definitely love the guitar.
You're at, you're at a new school. So number one, you have that air of like, who is this guy? What's he doing? Now, you're in the smart classes. Yeah, there might be some chicks in there. But we got the run of the school now. And Miles is right. That saxophone, you pull it out and you play it sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Chicks yeah. love a saxophone.
And he plays piano. They
right.
love that.
You got
and
the
guitar.
Two.
He
got the
he
two,
picked
man.
The right
oh, he's playing guitar? Yeah.
Guitar, saxophone, and piano.
Piano won't three. Pay off in high school.
But not in
you,
high school.
Once
but
you get to your early 20s and you can just walk up to a piano and play it.
Take our advice on this one thing. Don't ever stop playing piano. Just that's all you need to know. You'll thank us when you get older.
Or well, believe in.
Yeah. Today is not just my birthday, but also my coworkers. Could you please give us a barbershop fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about handling boxes of office supplies? That would be awesome. Thanks, guys. That from Andre.
What else do we need? Sorry.
Barbershop?
Oh, yes.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Yeah, you say handling boxes of office supplies. The closest I can get is one time I saw a woman's vagina, and I thought, that was easy.
Yeah, it's the funny thing here about these office supplies is you're right. It's the size of the boxes. It's the big ones. It's the small ones. It's those little vanilla envelopes, as we like to call them in Germany. No.
Jesus. Guys, I was hoping you could do a shout out
Deutschland
for my wife Sue. It'll be her 35th birthday on Saturday. Oh, sorry.
Oh, we man.
We don't celebrate people's birthday when it's not their birthday.
Yeah, I mean, we wish her well.
Do you want us to sing, like, I don't know, Christmas songs right now? I mean, it's not Christmas.
They're already playing Christmas songs.
Yeah, well, that's a bad example.
December, shut that
down.
That
is the worst example you could ever give. Yeah.
Especially working in radio.
Tell you what, man, the store we go to threw me off today. I thought it was all Christmas, but then Timberlake came on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, Cry Me a River seemed like a weird one in between Christmas songs.
not your typical Christmas song.
Yeah. Bartel DJ spinning it. Hola, Bacholas. I want to give a huge shout out to my wife, Kaylee. Today, she is the big 35. Can she get a Wendy Williams and the Dirty Germans and Captain Crunch telling her what's going to happen after the kids are gone for the night? Thanks, guys. That from the Dirty Snake.
Oh. Yeah, Captain, wait your turn. That is the German music. Yeah, of course I want to wish you a happy birthday. I want you to blow out my big black candle. It would not be on fire, but just blow it anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like this snake has been in the tall grass for a while now with these children. Also, if you ever see those German videos, trust me, one of the guys in the background is the captain.
Well, ahoy there. Happy 35th birthday. What's going to happen when the kids go to bed? I think your husband's going to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Puffs is your butt. Crunch Bears.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, gentlemen. I'd love it if you would wish my husband, Mr. Winslow, a very happy birthday. He usually can't remember how old he is. We'll just say he isn't in his early 30s anymore.
Carl?
Could you get an original fish sandwich and have the Dirty Germans talk about how much they like his full, luscious beard? Thanks, guys. That from Emily.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
Oh, I hit the wrong one.
Oops.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. The first beard that I found both luscious and full, her name was Katie Holmes. I did not know that they named this beard Emily, yes, but she was both full and luscious.
Yeah, the amazing thing is his beard is that full. It's that luscious. Do you think one day he might actually grow one on his face as well?
Jesus.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Beauty. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails. Thank you, Robin. Ola Bacholas just stopped at Swanson's in Aberdeen, picked up a sixer of Men's Room Original Ale. I'm going to put a turkey on the Traeger and smoke it a bit before I deep fry it. Game changer. Ooh. The original ale will pair nicely with it. Great job. Keep it up, boys. That from Null P. Kurtz. What else do we got?
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. This is in response to Mike, your delicious breakfast, which you probably haven't made in a while, of just ground beef and eggs.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
Okay. Has your fiance ever had your world-famous ground beef and eggs?
She's not, no.
Okay.
One day, though.
Subject is taco pizza and Loco Moco.
Ooh.
All the guys catching up through the podcast, Papa Murphy's seasonally has a taco pizza. And locally, I know the Box food truck has Loco Mocos. Both are delicious. They are delicious. Because it's not just plain-ass ground beef.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's getting close.
It's seasoned. It's got
there's the difference.
Taco pizza's not for breakfast.
It can be, Miles.
I mean, yeah, it can be, yes.
Yeah.
You're either leaving yourself.
Because you're either still drunk or you're hungover.
Oh, boy.
But I'm with you, Mike. Taco pizza for breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, girl. That taco pizza for breakfast.
Got an email here from Sean in England. He's got some info for us. Ted, you think you were holding on to the past by calling it petrol. What about the U.S. hanging on to its grudge against the metric system? Although, to be perfectly fair, the U.K. isn't 100% metric either, but more so than the U.S. Speed limits are in miles per hour, road signs are still in miles and yards, and milk and beer is still sold in pints and fractions thereof. Everything else, though, is pretty much metric. Also, that caller who got eaten by the monster said to not go to Scotland because they hate Americans. Not true. The Scottish hate optimistic idiots regardless of nationality. If you're a dour, intelligent grump who likes fatty, deep-fried foods and can drink like a fish but hold their booze, you'll do just fine in Scotland. Thrill may even want to consider moving there. And there's more.
If they hate optimism, why do they think they're going to win a World Cup?
Oh, Jesus. I can confirm, guys, also that McDonald's in the UK does not sell beer, nor do they sell fish and chips. We get the same fillet of fish with that plastic cheese slice on it that you guys do in the U.S. However, we do have a very delicious breakfast roll that has both bacon and sausage on it. Okay. Plus the usual cheese and egg and your choice of ketchup or brown sauce. We also have the luxury of getting a double bacon or double sausage McMuffin, something I'm surprisingly have never seen in the U.S. The only fast food place that I've seen so far that does sell beer is the Burger King in the Dublin airport. Yeah. Almost bought one just for the novelty, but I chose to down several ciders at the airport lounge in the smoking patio. You heard that right. Unlike most airports in the U.S., most airports in Europe have a small ventilated smoking section tucked away from their main areas. But oh no, Dublin Airport doesn't just have a small smoking section. They've got a large outdoor patio attached to the main bar, complete with tables, canopies, and astroturf. It's glorious.
I've been there.
That from our buddy Sean in England. How was that?
It's outstanding, man. I mean, it's already going to be a long trip. Dublin was the layover, right? So I know it's going to be a long trip. If you're a smoker, right, you're already jonesing. I remember getting there and seeing that, and it's like the angels wept. Oh my God, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Have you flown through Covington, Kentucky yet? Or AKA Cincinnati?
Yes. Been a while. That's where I dropped my phone in the urinal.
Oh, yeah, they just got that little smoking room, and you can drink beer in there, too.
Because that's in Kentucky.
They keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Every time I fly in there, it's a Sunday, and Chick-fil-A's closed. They have one in the airport. And fun facts, guys. A couple of fun facts based on some of your questions from yesterday's show. Kelvin is a temperature scale that starts at absolute zero and goes up at the same rate as Celsius. Fahrenheit has the same thing called a Rankine scale. Also, you don't say degrees when talking about temperature, i.e. 5 degrees Celsius or 280 Kelvin. Another interesting thing is an online group called Achievement Hunter. They made a movie called Uno the Movie. We're talking about Uno.
Yeah. Uno.
It is literally them playing a video game Uno for almost 3 hours. Later, guys, that from Nicholas in Tacoma. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Cool. Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in her gaping glass bowl.
Three times fast.
Lucy plays with all the chalks, but she can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in her gaping glass bowl.
One.
Lucy plays with all the chalks, but she can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in her gaping glass bowl.
Two.
Lucy plays with all the chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in her gaping glass bowl.
Oh.
Come on.
You have been on a roll this year. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show. Where one person could lose $325,000 and their job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, your side there, Ted. Your blank wasn't hard. One thing, if you see this guy, you're either working your ass off late at night or you're drunk as hell. Do you know who I'm talking about?
The guy?
Yeah, the man, the myth, the legend.
Now,
if you're watching TV and you see Byron Allen.
Byron Allen. My bad.
Byron Allen came on. We were still awake.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up with
even he was surprised. Crimes.
Yeah, he's like, what
he sent us a personal email. Like, it says here, you're watching my show.
You're the only one. Lo and behold, we came in. We got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
He always says that weird little chuckle.
Yeah. Oh, it says, good luck, Ted. You've had a hell of a year.
Thank you.
This comes from our buddy John from University Place. What is the tally, Mike? Do you have a win tally as well as I know the losses are only six this year.
I do. I believe he's like 26-6.
Good.
26-6. This is just an amazing year. I'm dead serious. Crazy.
Clap it up for yourself.
Oh, this week's 10 versus the FCC.
24-6. Stop clapping.
It goes something like this. And it's short and sweet and to the point. Pushy Percy peers together pieces of city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting salty seas.
Oh, my.
The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right. Gonna slur a little bit in here. Pushy Percy pierced together pieces of the city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting, salty seas.
Three times fast.
Pushy Percy pierced together pieces of the city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting, salty seas.
One.
Pushy Percy pierced together pieces of city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting, salty seas.
Two.
Pushy Percy pierced together pieces of city sushi while shipping loads of sticky gum across the shifting, salty seas.
Not even a challenge. Not even a challenge. Just buck it all year long.
Not here.
I'm out here. Big win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines all the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, bad news, fellas. Scientists at WSU say marijuana may lower sperm counts in men and their future sons.
Why is that bad news?
Yeah, I was saying most guys are like, cool.
How is that news?
Or bad
news? Wasn't that always a thing? It would, like, is bad for your sperm count?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
All right,
it's always, that's always been known.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, it was not known by this newscaster.
Well, you got like a million sperm, so it's like, I'm sorry, I only got 750,000.
That's right.
That's the first thing they tell you if you go to a fertility clinic. Stop smoking weed.
Oh,
both,
no kidding.
Both right. of you.
Ah, alrighty.
Because it's not just sperm. It's egg production as well.
How'd you know we were smoking weed?
Because you came in here stoned the last three appointments.
Panera is the latest to jump on the trend of handing out ugly holiday cups.
Oh, good.
They actually label them as ugly holiday cups. So my guess is they look like a sweater.
Yep, that'll get me in there.
Good times, guys. Starbucks is doing their Starbucks for Life contest for the seventh consecutive year.
What exactly is Starbucks for Life?
So it's basically a game that you can play to earn rewards.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I'm probably overly simplifying it. You know, you get a certain number of plays, but if you do this, that, and the other thing, then you can get yourself some more. Basically, it's their freemium game that they're doing this time of year.
Oh, okay.
So, hey, get after it. 46% of Americans say the most stressful part of the holidays is...
Family.
Yeah, dealing with family people?
Close. Accommodating food for people with different diets.
Tell them to bring their own dish.
Right.
I mean, like, look, man, there's certain things you might choose not to eat. I understand that. But if you have all these dietary restrictions, like, you might want to bring the dish that you can eat.
Exactly.
That's all.
Back when the lady was vegan, that was always our question when we were going to dinner. Like, hey, should we bring something? Because I understand that you guys are making your dish and it's great and we're all down for it. But...
What broke her?
What broke her?
Bacon?
The Met?
Oh, we were there for that then, right?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. She could have got salmon. She could have got salmon.
Jade seafood.
Yeah, I mean.
But she took a bite of Mike's food.
She was a pescatarian.
No, she was a vegan.
So, but you said she ate seafood.
No, she hated seafood.
Oh, I see.
She still hates seafood.
She hates seafood.
She'll eat some meat. I mean, I've seen her eat barbecue.
Right, okay.
Yeah, man.
Just elbows deep, licking her fingers.
Has she ever had Alaskan?
Gnawing on bows.
Has she ever had Alaskan king crab leg?
I'm sure she's had it all.
I doubt it. Not if you can't say you hate seafood unless you've tried.
She doesn't like those,
the variety of the sea.
Well, she was at the crab feed at Steve's with the blue crab, and she tried it then. Bless her heart, she tried it, but still is just not a fan.
What other food did we have? And I'm like, honestly, I don't even know.
There was corn that was there. There were some salads there.
Mm-hmm. You made like a pasta salad that was good, and then your wife made one.
Yeah, I know. I would tell her, let me make one too, babe.
Chips and salsa.
Not that it wasn't good.
Mine disappears, and there's a reason for that. When it comes to pasta, I am exceptionally anal about how I make it and what goes in it. And my wife makes a decent pasta salad, but I'm like, boy, it looks like, is that cucumber in there? Yeah, I'm going to make my own. Dude, seriously.
What's wrong with cucumber in a pasta salad?
Because it's a cucumber. So mine has cheese and meat and other things.
Even cucumber isn't good for you? You don't like that?
No, because it tastes like a cucumber.
I like cucumber.
You can love, and you'd love
we
my
like
wife's
cucumber.
Pasta salad.
I actually was not bad.
I'm in.
Yeah.
You ever had pasta? I'm going to stop.
Cool.
I was about to go on a pasta salad. It's like, you ever had it with long noodles, like spaghetti?
Better than the spirals, you think?
I like it.
Really?
Yeah. So it's cold. It's still cold.
Olives, salami, pepperoni, cheese.
That's going to be good.
See, you'd love my pasta salad.
I probably would.
Yes, you would.
I don't understand pasta salad. To me, pasta's supposed to be hot. Like, it's disappointing when I dive into a pasta salad because I always expect it to be like a nice warm bowl of pasta.
It's the equivalent of cold pizza. You either like it or you don't.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You know?
Because I do enjoy cold pizza, but...
Or cold lasagna.
And...
Do you know, like, my pasta salad?
That's the one thing about Italian food. You can go hot or cold on even basic dinner dishes.
Yeah.
Other than pasta. You know what I mean? Like, as far as spaghetti goes with warm sauce.
And not to discriminate, man, I hate all pasta salads.
You just disgust me.
I mean,
next time you come over, I'll just have some scrambled eggs and ground beef, Mike.
ground beef and scrambled eggs. A little judgy on the pasta salad.
That's the one time I will make a separate dish for someone.
My noodles have to be hot with butter.
Damn, man. Go on.
But my breakfast, just give me some old ground beef and...
The guy can't hate vegetables. I can't hate on pasta salad.
No, you can't.
I see.
It's a law.
What kind of human being doesn't like pasta salad?
Like, to me, pasta salad is like the safest thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a potluck. You don't know the people that well. You go like, all right, you know, make a pasta salad, right? It's like bringing a cheese tray. Who could possibly hate this? Mike, that's who.
No, I like the cheese tray.
You do.
Just not the pasta salad.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Bring out
I put a lot of love in that pasta salad.
I'm sure you did, and I tasted the love, and then the rest of the napkins of the
tasted. That was my love gravy.
tasted that love.
Don't say that to the captain.
To your woman.
That was my secret ingredient.
Yeah. A snowstorm in Denmark stranded people inside of an IKEA overnight.
Now, we were talking about this earlier this week or last week, right? Because the people got stranded in the bar in Northern England.
Yeah.
And we started talking about if you had to be certain. Ted, you picked like Fred Meyer and all that. But you remember, IKEA came into that conversation.
It did.
And I read that story today, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It's like, we predicted this, but the point they made is that all the people that were stuck got to pick the bed they wanted to sleep in.
Right.
See, I'm like, nice.
That was the thing. It's like, could you imagine a more convenient store to be snowed into? Maybe a Costco, because they've got beds out there, too. They've got all
they've
the
got
food
bed,
that
but
you
right,
could possibly
IKEA,
need.
Like I said, my only problem with IKEA, as far as being, you know, snowed in, which I'm sure is going to happen, is that they don't actually have real TVs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So if you're there for a couple of days and want to watch sports or something, like all their TVs, they look real, but it's those cardboard things.
That's right.
But furniture-wise, very comfortable.
You bet. You can pick whatever style that you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Dodge is selling $2,500 cowboy boots based on their newest pickup truck.
I think Dodge is wrong. I think the way that headline should read is they are offering $2,500 boots.
Ah.
Modern. I don't know that they're selling them.
That's fair enough. Don't worry.
And you need a gimmick. If you're going to buy a truck, if you're going to build a truck, build the best truck.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what you think of different auto manufacturers, the truck, that's got to be the most solid thing you make. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, you're Dodge. Just build a good truck.
Right.
That's it. That's all you got to do. It's not a big deal.
Now we'll just start
saying, here's free shoes. Like, dude, I'm spending like $55,000-$60,000 on a truck.
Well, I think their idea is we can also make money on boots.
Right.
Maybe so.
That will also be seen on the side of the road. Just pairs of boots laying over there.
How many Durangos you see pulled over, broken down?
The pandemic has made tipping more than 20% the new norm.
Good.
Mostly because you walk into that whatever restaurant or wherever you're going, and you just see those poor employees are just absolutely exhausted. There's two people that are running a business that's just overcrowded as all get out.
I think it's just a celebration of the fact that you can be out.
Right.
Like, I mean, they good, but like normally I don't go around just giving people gifts, right? But Christmas is coming up, you understand, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, being able to just to go to a bar, at least for me, it's more of the bar than a restaurant. Like, I will gladly tip your ass.
Right.
Gladly. I am so happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. I'm just in a good mood.
And at the bar.
Right. Burger King is now selling Whoppers for their original price of 37 cents.
For how long?
Today and tomorrow.
Okay, good to know.
You got to sign up for their whatever rewards or loyalty program.
That doesn't shock me.
And then you can only get one.
What?
I was going to go and get 20.
I know, right? And I'm pretty sure that's why they put a limit on it, Ted.
I know.
They should just say, just buy one. You'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like anything else. It'll be good. You'll be like, you know what? That was a really good hamburger.
Right. Yeah. I'll make a great burger.
Not only that, you're not just buying the hamburger. You're buying it for two or three people, probably.
Right.
You're buying food. You're buying, even if it's just you, you're buying fries, buying a drink, buying all this. Can you? All they want to do is get you through that window.
Exactly.
Just try our food one more time.
And how much does it cost to get the king to wake me up with that breakfast sandwich?
Ooh.
Everybody thought those commercials were creepy. All right.
You don't need money. King. That's why he smiles all the time.
I just like the idea of him being outside my window. Like, here you go, Ted. Like, thanks, man. What is this, a sandwich?
I like the commercial where he's like rolling around the college dorms.
Yeah.
And everyone's so happy to see you. It's college kids, man. It's handing them free breakfast. It's the king. And then one chick opens the door and is like, it's too early. Shuts the door.
Why are you smiling, man? Unless you got a coffee in your hand. Chipotle is selling cilantro-flavored soap.
Nope.
Gotta get some for Gregor.
Oh, yeah? He likes the cilantro, does he?
He hates it.
Oh, he hates it.
He's one of those people. You know, cilantro is either, it's like a chemical thing.
Right.
And people that are like, I don't like it, like literally, they can't
eat it. It tastes terrible.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I love it. And if you don't like it, you never will. If you like it, you probably always will. But I would say this, as far as their soap goes, maybe say it's cilantro scented.
Right.
Do you think the same thing
holds true? You should not have flavored soap because you're now encouraging. And look, you're talking about people that live in a country that eat Tide Pods.
Right.
So I think it's real important. Don't say flavored. What people said they're going to eat a bar of soap.
What have you snuck in, like, is it coriander, cumin? What have you snuck in the ground dried equivalent of cilantro?
I don't know. I mean, because it's a different taste. I think they'd be able to taste it because it's potent.
Right.
But I don't know if they'd like it.
Okay.
But yeah, so it, God damn it, is it? I believe it's coriander. It's either coriander or cumin. And I cannot remember. I think it's coriander. But one is just the seed of cilantro.
Ground up.
But they don't taste the same at all.
Cumin is just ground up cilantro, I believe, right?
I can't remember. Again, it's either coriander. It's one of the C ones, man. I don't know.
I feel like it would be coriander because I like cumin, and I don't find the correlation with cilantro.
Okay.
So I would think it'd be coriander.
Are you Googling this?
I am.
Okay, good. I'm going to go coriander. Come on.
Cumin is a dried seed of the herb cuminum. Seminimum.
Can we stop saying
a member of the
seed.
Parsley family?
I was thinking same thing, Mike.
But as a cilantro, it says all that.
It must be coriander.
All right.
Coriander.
You think there's a woman out there named Coriander?
I was just thinking.
What's your name? It's Coriander. Like Coriander the spice? Yes, I've heard
Coriander is also known as Chinese parsley or cilantro.
Okay, there we go.
Now we found it.
Good times. BuzzFeed readers were asked to name the most toxic things celebrities do. And while not everything came up, they came up with what was actually toxic, the most of it ranged from annoying to hypocritical. So tweet, not a bad call. I do have the top 10 here. Any other bits there that yes. you're just kind of tired of seeing from celebrities?
In the last 2 years... During quarantine, not so much anymore. The people that said, how hard is it? Just stay at home.
In your 8,000 square foot mansion.
Disconnected from the true struggle.
And Arnold is in a hot tub smoking a
joint. Just stay home.
With a miniature pony and like a donkey on his shoulder.
Right.
Like, you don't need to leave the house. Like, look at your house.
Right.
So that was the one that just kind of bothered me. Like, how about you, look, Ted? Dude,
conveniently leave out who their parents are?
Ah, go back to Aaron Rodgers.
No, as far
parents.
As, so like, for
like
example,
I'm shocked how many A-list actors and actresses.
Oh, don't want to admit.
Like,
who
I don't. I, right, it took me like,
Kate Hudson.
Let me give you a hint. Gotcha. 80% of your A-list celebrities, it's nepotism. You can go through the list. You would.
They
be
changed their last names.
Stunned, right? Gotcha. So they talk about. George Clooney. He's like, man, you know, I slipped on my... Hey, look, nothing against George Clooney. Just don't embellish your story. Your struggle's different than ours. So he says, well, you know, I slept in my van in L.A. because I wanted to do auditions. And I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the differences is the guy that is the barista at Starbucks, who's also an actor, when you walked in to meet this director or the casting agent, at least George Clooney could say, oh, my mom or my aunt is Rosemary Clooney.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
And Gwyneth Paltrow, who says she works hard. I believe she works hard. It's not that. But to get into the industry, both of your parents are Hollywood titans.
Michael Douglas.
Kate Hudson. Mike. And again, this has nothing to do with their ability.
Charlie Sheen.
It's just this.
Emilio
Estevez. It's that you do not say that you had to work as hard. It does not mean that you don't work hard when you're on the set. But to get to the point that you get to be on a set, your experience, Willow Smith.
Right.
Right. It's a lot different than the people that we've never heard of before that get out there.
Exactly.
That's all.
The one that blows my mind is Angelina Jolie.
Oh, John Voight.
How in the hell did that make that?
She had to be adopted. I don't know how John Voight or her mom slept with someone who's not John Voight.
Have you seen her mother?
No.
There's your answer.
Ah, gotcha.
But again, right.
So,
she doesn't look like John Voight.
Do yourself a favor one day. Just sit. Actually, I have a list back in the office. Look at the celebrity. Look at who their parents are. Or who their god. Drew Barrymore's godfather is. Like Martin Scorsese or something. But all these people, you audition. I get it. You still have to be able to act. With the exception of Pauly Shore, who's another person whose parents have a
comedy club.
Right. Comedy club.
Steve looks like his mom. I look more like my dad. You always tend to go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
On those looks.
Things celebrities do that are toxic. Number 10, complaining about things that so many people would be grateful for. They're not living the same reality most of us are and still don't get it. Number 9, when they break the law and get reduced sentences or fined just because they're famous and can hire glitzy attorneys.
Money in general.
The immunity, yeah. I'm with them on that one. Things celebrities do that are toxic. Number 8, I don't need to know about your marriage, i.e. secret affairs and orgasms. Looking at you, Will Smith.
Well, I was going to say, Will and Jada.
There's the difference.
Enough.
You also see that there's a petition that's already got 10,000 signatures.
Because here's the difference.
Stop talking about it.
It's not like people break it to you as news and say, this happened. It's that they are volunteering this and they've been saying it for years and years. Like, nobody cares.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a damn, man.
And you know why you're getting so much ass? Because you're Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Number 7 of the toxic things that celebrities do. Claiming to care about the environment. Saying that they're extremely concerned about climate change. And then they're going to go ahead and catch a ride on that private jet.
Of course. Yeah.
Way to go there, guys.
God forbid I fly first class on a commercial flight. Right?
That's something, too. Like, you can fly first.
Right. Come on, man. Number 6, when they say, if I can do it, so can you. Actually, most of us can't. We don't have access to personal trainers, chefs, nannies, housekeepers, drivers, personal assistants, so on and so forth.
That's why I do appreciate the people who say, look, I got this body because I worked my ass off.
Right.
For the last year and a half with a personal trainer. With a chef. Exactly. Most people cannot do this. I have this role. I'm afforded that opportunity. And you know, they don't bring up the fact that a lot of them are on the junk. They're on the juice.
But they can.
Sure.
That's so they're not getting tested by an athletic, you know.
Right. I mean, steroids are not illegal.
No, they're not illegal. Sports leagues do not accept them. But yeah, if I'm an actor and I got to bulk up because I'm playing Black Hulk, like.
Exactly.
Hit me with steroids, homie. Right. Because I'd rather do that than work out all the time. Whatever.
Mark Wahlberg has got an insane body, but he's also an entertainer who spends his days keeping his body in the shape that he needs.
He gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I will take a ticket right now for Black Hulk.
Black Hulk. I'm in. Give me the steroids. Right. I will play the role of Black Hulk.
All right, superhero movie. I'm back in.
Hulk smash that ass.
I mean, Luke Cage was that strong.
Bitches don't like me when I'm angry.
There's next year's Christmas play. VD Ryan, write that one down.
Hulk calls everyone shorty. Hulk smash shorty. Young buck. What you doing over here?
Hulk wanna smash.
And Hulk gets easily distracted by a chick with a big ass. Hulk smash.
Hey. Hey, Hulk. Tina.
Hulk like yams.
Jesus. Oh, God. Things celebrities do that are toxic. Number 5. What do you got?
We can do this all day.
when celebrities...
Hours of material.
Coming up on the Men's Room Happy Hour.
Turns out it's just one really strong dude. Right. He's not even pissed.
When celebrities use their fame to push pseudoscience and general quackery, actors, models, singers are not doctors. They shouldn't be giving medical advice, and no one should be listening to it.
I think we know who they're talking about there.
Yeah, exactly.
I also think, I will say this to everybody, sometimes people got to calm down, right? Like, I don't care. I think athletes, anybody, and you have a right to say your piece.
Sure.
You don't have to listen to them, and you don't have to freak out because they said something.
I agree with that. Look. We all give our opinion. We do that on this goddamn show. Yeah. Everyone does it, you know. And
sure.
I understand if you get tired of it. But you can also ignore them.
Right.
Like, why are you giving medical advice? Like, are you taking medical advice from this clown?
Right.
And, I mean, like I get that maybe you don't want to hear it. But, like, if you... Listen, this is my true belief, man. You know, I guess in Animal Kingdom, right, you determine whether or not you're going to survive based on your strength.
Right.
You know, as human beings, we get to do intellect. If you want to take it, medical advice, anyway, from a celebrity or someone who is not in the medical field, let them.
You bet.
Why does it matter to you? You know what I mean?
But like, it's also the
go ahead and
like,
do whatever it is you want
to
do, bro.
You need to be somewhat responsible, like anything else. If somebody on the show said, don't get a colonoscopy, it ruins you. And then someone says, the reason I didn't get a colonoscopy is because I hurt on the men's room.
Yeah, don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no.
Don't ever quote us.
Yeah, exactly. We're four idiots sitting in the studio, man. Take everything that we say with a grain of salt.
Yeah. So if you're talking over a microphone, you're listening to the podcast, whatever you're listening to, they're not doctors either, unless they're doing a doctor podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So don't listen to that crap.
Number four, the things that celebrities do that are toxic, being hypocritical. It says, don't preach about sheltering in place and then fly to the beach for vacation.
Fair.
No doubt, man. Number three, when celebrities' famous parents and or families deny nepotism played a role in them having their careers when it clearly did.
It absolutely ding, 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 ding. And again, it doesn't even mean that your parents, quote unquote, went to bat for you. All right. But again, if I write it, oh, you're Mike Hawk. Oh, Jesus, your father won 3 Golden Globes.
Exactly.
Maybe your father never even called me as a casting agent, but guess what? You at least get the audition.
Exactly.
You might not get the gig. You guaranteed to get the audition. Meanwhile, the good actors, again, your Starbucks baristas, like, what the F,
right,
man?
You might be good at what you do, but you were also born with your foot in the door.
Right.
And that's okay.
That's the difference, right?
That's okay. But don't sit there and pretend like you had the big struggle.
Look, I will tell you this, and I have nothing against this guy. Wolfgang Van Halen.
Yes.
He will not, you can like his music, you cannot like his music, but he will not lie to you and say, this has nothing to do. Me being here has nothing to do with my dad and my uncle. He's like, yeah. Of course I'm here because of my dad and my uncle. Hopefully you like what I have to offer. I just wish they could say that much.
Exactly. Number two, altering their appearance through plastic surgery and or Photoshop and claiming it's all natural and then using that to sell products. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like that, but I understand how advertising works.
And this is the number one toxic thing that celebrities do, and it is, we've all seen it, kind of pertains to number two, editing photos. It says, we all know that they don't look like that, and they still do it, even though people relentlessly call them out for it.
I will give them a break on that, because the thing is, if you're an actor, on some level, you sell fantasy, and it's like, stick within your thing if people believe that you're.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that, right? It's like, look, there's a commercial for Cold Tide or Tide Cold, whatever the hell it is. Right? So you got Ice-T, you got Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then Matt Ryan is recently joined.
Yeah.
And he's there wearing shoulder pads in his jersey. That's not how he dresses. But I understand for advertising purposes, this is what to do. The thing that bugs me about celebrities most, because all that stuff, we know, it is what it is when somebody dies, a celebrity in particular dies, and all these celebrities take to Twitter, and I'm like, there is nothing less sincere to me on earth than going to Twitter to say how you're going to miss this person and wish them well. It's Twitter.
Right.
You're just letting me know that you're aware of who this person is.
Exactly.
You just shut up.
Someone in Maryland managed to burn their house down, but they've got a good reason.
What was the reason?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now, but first we've made it to drinking time.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.